Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you all so much for joining in on Blog Talk via World Wide Web. I'm your host on tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We want to say thank you for joining in. We are so excited on what God is doing at this time in our lives and in the world, that God is getting people's attention. We just pray and hope that after it's all said and done, that people stay on the front line of giving God all the honor, the praise, and the glory. This is Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Radio. So we are here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are just excited on the word that you will be hearing tonight from our very own prophet, Antoine Thomas. We know that God has put a word in his mouth for a time such as this to release people so that they would know this is not the time to worry or give in. This is the time to step up and lift up God, because God is lifting up his people. For we know that after all is said and done, the world shall pass away, but his word will stand forever. We just want to say to you, please pass this message on, this posting on, this service on to your friends and your family. And if you need to go back within an hour after the program, you can go back and listen to it in archives, because God's word will stand forever. And whenever you need to hear it again, it's here for you. So I'm going to ask at this time if Minister Sheila Kaiser is on the line to pray with us and for us. We're just going to pause to hear what she has to say. Minister Sheila, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, and thanks to each and every one of you just listening to the program tonight, however you can. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for another day. Father, we come unto you this evening to bring us through another day of troubled times, another day of a virus just coming through the entire world just to bring harm, if not very bad health conditions in financial households, family matters, jobs, schools. It's hitting us more ways than one, but Lord, we know that you can cover all things. You can fix everything. You can cure us all. Lord, but we need you to bless us and help us to understand the way to go through this, how to use your love and your understanding and your word to guide us through this. Lord, we thank you, and we thank you for yet we are still here. But yet we need your love and your understanding and your guidance to take us through this troubled time that we are going to and through, and to bless us in our households, on our jobs, through our schools, in our neighborhood, and for all our surroundings, to keep us healthy and to help us to understand how to go through this time. But Lord, we know you can cure it. You can remove it. You can set us all up under your protection, your love, your guidance, and to keep this evil spirit from us, from all harm and dangers. Lord, I give honor to you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Margot McCoy. Lord, I give honor to all of you and to all your teachers, all your sons and daughters. I give honor to all my brothers and my sisters, my cousins, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my bloodline family, and also my spiritual family. Lord, I need you, and I ask you to bless us all. I'm ask you to pray, to bless us that we pray to understand and to get the knowledge and the understanding and the life of guidance from you. And I ask you to bless this government, but that they can take this and misuse your people more than they have already have. But do we need you to guide them, to let them know they are here to help and to protect all the people, not just some of the people, and to bless the law enforcement to let them know the right way to treat your sons and daughters on this earth. No matter what you think you have the authority of, to let them know you have the final call. You are the authority and the only true authority that we have in life. Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you and I ask you to bless us no matter what we're going through, health-wise, financial-wise, on our jobs, through our schools, in our families, in our neighborhood, God. We need your guidance. We need your love. We need your understanding. But most of all, Lord, we need you. And I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. Amen. Back to you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright.
Thank you so much for that prayer. So I want at this point to let you all know, get your pencils and pads, get your voice recorders, whatever you need to get. Listening to what the man of God is going to have for us tonight, and I'm hoping and praying that if it's possible, he can do Facebook Live, but you all know that. So at this time, we're going to put it in the hands of the man of God. So for those of you all that's in the background, outside of the man of God, Prophet Antoine Thomas, please mute your phone until later when you can see Facebook the man of God. So, Prophet Thomas, are you on the phone and ready?
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
Okay, it's in your hand.
All righty. And a little addendum to tonight. Yesterday, me and my brother, who is 6 years older than me, we did a little singing yesterday. And so, got a pretty good response from some of those who asked us to do some songs and we didn't get a chance to do. And so, I just wanted to come back and revisit that. And I'll do a little talking just for a few minutes. Understanding this time, this season, holding on to our praises is so important. Being able to stay focused and stay on point and not allowing the enemy to discourage us or to get us off focus is going to be key this time. And so I just wanted to look at the bold and, you know, respect our duty on Blog Talk Radio and share a word and do that in a minute. And, go back and just listen to some of the songs. Thank you.
Around me. David Hollister and
you may
somewhat like this.
I think that I
are leading, controlling my life. For you see all of these things have worked together just to make the best of me. For you see, God controls my life. Taking time to talking to God about what to share with the people of God. He said, remind them to stay focused. You switch your spot? Okay. Just remind the people to stay focused. Because sometimes we get bogged down by what we see and what we hear and what we feel. And don't let what you see make you forget what he said. Because sometimes what you see is prevalent in your eyes, but God has shown us the way. He's given us a way out, and don't forget it. You got to be careful when you will remember the affliction and forget His greatness.
Come on, say it again.
Don't let your affliction be more prevalent than His greatness, because sometimes we constantly, especially us of minorities, we tend to move towards conflict than we do promise. Because it's easy for us to complain than to proclaim the word of the Lord. Because His word says, I am healed. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. We are above and not beneath, even in whatever is we're dealing with. For many of us, you've had a corona in your life a long time ago.
My Lord.
And so to fall into the chaos of this corona was normality for you, because you already had a virus in your life already. That virus may have been your boyfriend. It may have been your girlfriend. It may have been a family member. It may even been you. It may have been your beliefs. It may have been your state of mind. It may have been your attitude towards what God is saying for you. Saying that God does not make mistakes. The enemy will have you focused on the wrong thing all the time. Watch it now. And so if you're focused on the wrong thing, you'll miss what God has for you. And just know, the wisdom will tell you that everybody on the front row ain't a fan. So don't be so moved by what people are saying, and don't be so moved by what people are doing. But stay focused on what God has said to you. If you notice, Jesus never brings Judas back up. You never hear of him reminding the disciples of what Judas did.
Right.
He never gets back off the cross and says, well, you remember when Judas betrayed me? Well, the only reason I'm here is because of what Judas did. And sometimes we are so busy rehearsing the bridge that you don't meet the destination. It was just a bridge. And some people in our lives are just bridges to take us to our destiny. And if you're not careful, you'll get focused on the bridge and not the destination. You'll get focused on the bump in the road, the detour, the mishap, the accident, and not where you're going. Notice Joseph declares that God made me forget and God made me productive in the land of my affliction. God help me. Before the affliction comes, I want to tell somebody, you got to learn how to proclaim the word before the famine comes. I don't care what's going on, because we don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. We don't know how long this virus is going to happen. But make sure you declare the word of the Lord right now. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait if the stimulus package comes or if anything else happens. You better learn how to declare what God has said before the enemy attacks. So when the famine comes, hallelujah, you won't forget what he promised you while you were in the dirt. You won't forget what he promised you while you were in the pit. Many of us, hallelujah, have forgotten what God told us in the pit. Don't you forget, hallelujah, what God told you in the pit. I know what it looks like around you, and it seems like there's nothing but dirt there, and it seems as though you're in the prison, and you're helping everybody else get out. You're helping everybody else reach reward. You're helping everybody else deliverance, but you still found yourself in the prison. Wait and hold on, because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, I know in the church we like to say, if God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. The truth of the matter is, whether you believe it or not, because he said it, that makes it, period. That's it. That's it, Sister Kim. We've got to be proactive and not reactive. Sometimes we're responding to what we see and not what he said. That's why he said, when all else fails, it's his word that's going to stand. Heaven and earth may pass away, hallelujah, but it's his word that's going to stand. And no matter what you do, what's going on, Apostle, no matter what you do, no matter where you find yourself, and remember, if I stand on the word, hallelujah, I can find myself in a stable place. When that woman with the issue of blood was grabbing a hold of his garment, of the healing hem of his garment, she was not grabbing hold of a piece of cloth. She was not grabbing hold of a person, because the hem, help me, Holy Ghost, leave that keyboard alone before I tune up. The hem, my auntie told me, represents a finished garment. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what design you put on that garment. Until you have a hem, it's not finished. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell somebody, stop grabbing hold of what you see because it looks good. Stop grabbing a hold of what you see because it feels good. But in this season, grab a hold of a finished garment and watch God make you whole. That's why some of you still have scars because of what you've been through. You still smell like smoke. You still look like what you've been through. You still sound like yesterday. Your speech betrays you because you sound like what you've been through. But if you can grab a hold of a finished garment, I'm telling you, hallelujah, God will make you whole in this season. Yeah. Let God bring you to a place of wholeness, not just being healed. It's okay to be healed, but anybody under the sound of my voice need and want to be healed. Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going to get off here because I feel myself getting way too happy for Blog Talk Radio. But I just want you to notice this. I'm going to lead us alone. Pastor Troy, watch this. Joseph talks to his brothers through an Egyptian interpreter, right? He was speaking Egyptian and had someone to interpret to them in Hebrew, all right? Now watch this. Joseph could have very much spoken to them in Hebrew without a problem. Now, some folks believe that Joseph learned the Egyptian language in the prison. Ah. Now, why is that important? Because you're looking at it as a prison, and God is just simply trying to change your language for the next level. I'm talking better than y'all responding right now. Somebody holler, change. Somebody type in, change my language. Now, I've been to jail before, Kim. I don't mind. Probably Charlotte, saying that. But watch this. he was in the jail, and I've been in jail before. You cannot go in jail and talk like you do outside. There's a whole different language inside of jail than there is outside. So if you don't change your language, you won't survive. I'm telling somebody in here, if you won't change your language, you
won't
survive. Because you can't go in that transitional place talking like where you came from. Tell me, Holy Ghost. Bless you, Jesus. I want to tell somebody, hallelujah, it's my season to change my language. Hallelujah. I cannot look like, smell like, walk like, talk like, breathe like I used to come from. I've got to change how I respond. I've got to change how I look. I've got to change how I feel. I mean, we got to ask God for a new prayer language. Ask God for a new worship. Hallelujah. Ask God for a new tongue. Hallelujah. It's a season of newness. And don't you respond like you do. Hold on. I gotta go. Hey, Carly. So watch this. Another thing was that I asked God, like, what is going on with continuing for him to talk to them in Egyptian with a Hebrew interpreter. And so then God began to remind me, as I listened to Apostle Martin Hester one day, that sometimes people are so used to keeping you where you are that I refuse to talk to you in an old language. Because if I talk to you in an old language, it makes your emotions respond to me the way from where I came from. And you've got to put some respect on my change. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. You've got to put some respect on, hallelujah, on my change. Out of all I've been through, hallelujah, out of all I had to give up, the tears I had to cry, hallelujah, bless you, Jesus, the things I had to go through, the things that I had to endure, you're going to respect my change. Hallelujah. Or we can't be friends. We can't be buddies.
Come on.
Can't hang out if you can't respect my change. Hallelujah. I've gone through many hard trials. I've been through dangers, falls and stairs. But through it all, he kept me. Hallelujah. My God. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. And I've learned to trust in God. And I've learned to depend on his word. Don't you let nobody disrespect your change. Don't you let nobody disrespect what God brought you through. I didn't go through for no reason, because all things are working together for them who love God and are called according to his purpose. If you want to be my friend, respect my change. You want to be my prep partner, respect my change. You want to be my BF, my change. If you're going to still remain my brother and my sister, respect my change. There are too many people disrespecting the change that God brought in your life and causing you to go back to that vomit like a dog. And don't you let them drag you back into Egypt, because it makes them feel comfortable. People do things for their level of comfort. So when you see them, you ain't seen them in a while, they immediately go back to talking to about what's old. I remember when we used to do this. We used to say this. We used to go here. We went to this party. But understanding this season, God is bringing change to your life. Beloved, don't get confused. Corona's not just here to get you a stimulus package or to get you some time off work. God is saying, look here, understand this. When I allowed the virus to come in the Bible, hallelujah, it was to set my people free. It was to bring them to a place of promise.
Come on.
You better thank God for Corona. I know it's deep. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I was going to tell you right now. Now, I'm telling you, you better thank God for the Corona. Why would I thank God for a virus that could potentially kill me? Because I got a blood covering. Hallelujah. And when I see the blood, hallelujah, I'm going to pass over. You better make sure the blood, hallelujah, is make sure the blood is covering your house. Stop all that TV watching, all that Facebook and everything and social media and eating, and make sure there's a blood covering over your door. Hallelujah.
Have a little talk with Jesus.
The virus has come to make sure there's a vaccine. But the vaccine comes to purify what's in there. That's right, Sister Kim. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. Not for everything, but in everything, give thanks. 9 chapters later, he tells them who he is. And goes to one thing or another. Don't be afraid of what people think about you, how they're going to feel about you. Focus on what God told you. Because it's the blood that gives me strength. From day to day,
never lose his power. Y'all, stay focused. No matter what happens in your finances, in your home, on your job, in your with your family, stay focused. Everything Bishop Jeff Davis would say like this, it had to happen. Because nothing happens to us by happenstance. I'm going to go. The Lord said to me when my mother passed, he said, do you think I tripped over a cord and killed your mama? He said, do you think your mother passing was a surprise to me? I had the hairs on your head numbered. Numbered. In other words, every hair has a particular number. He doesn't know the count of your hair. He knows the numbers of your hair. That means when hair number 14 is missing, he knows it. That's how detailed God is about you. That's how detailed God is about you. And if he's that detailed about your hair, he has got to understand, know and understand what is going on in your life. He says, he told Jeremiah, he said, I know the thoughts that I have for you. Thoughts until the expected end. So Jeremiah says to him, but God, I'm a child. Said, God, what was wrong with Jeremiah saying that I'm a child? God said, I did not ask him to remind me of the deficiency I allowed him to have. Stop trying to remind God of your deficiency and do what he told you to do. I love you tonight. I'm done. That's all I was going to do. That's all I was called to do tonight. Remember that the sky is not your limit. It's too low. Say, hashtag,
let us pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your word on tonight. Thank you, God, that the man of God had time, took time to bring forth your word after he showed us how to go and praise. Give God praise in everything. When the praises of the people go up, the blessings come down. I thank you, man of God, for your word on tonight where you taught us to stay focused. You said God said to stay focused. And I said earlier that once this all said and done, don't go back. Stay focused on resources, who our source is. God is in control. The man of God also says, this is a God thing. This is something that's appointed by God. The word of God said there's nothing new under the sun. So there's no new virus like we learned this week. And we had learned before that God had shut the saints up before, where God had told the people to go in the upper room, when God told them to wait on the Holy Spirit, when God told them to go in the room and wait for the death angel to pass through. So this ain't no nothing new under the sun. This ain't no surprise to us because God has prepared his people. That's why the man of God says stay focused. I thank you for that, God. I thank you for letting him tell us how detailed you are about us. You know that every hair on our head is covered. God, I thank you for your blood covering for this. I thank you, God. It is your will. It is your way. And all we have to do as the saints of God is just keep our focus on God. And as the man of God says, make the people respect your change. Man of God, you blew me away with that. I thank you for it. Ask right now for the lines to be open, that everybody that wants to at this time, they can speak into the man of God's life concerning the word that he has shared with us on tonight, because he said, respect my change. You knew me from before, but respect what God is doing with me now. Are the lines open, please, Apostle Cecilia Kaiser?
From the very beginning, they're always open.
Thank you so much. If you all have anything you want to say to the man of God right now, please speak up. Thank you.
Well, while everyone else is waiting, Prophet, thank you. Like Minister Sylvia reminded us, she talked about us staying focused and respect. My. Ooh, it was delicious. I thank you for the word. I thank you for the confirmation. And thank you for not only sharing the word of God with us, but even ushering us into praise and worship. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, that's awesome to hear a preach message, a taught message, and to be able to be into praise and worship at the same time. That was a full course meal. Thank you for the soul food on tonight.
Yes. Amen, woman of God. Thank you for encouraging the man of God on tonight. Is there anyone else that would like to say something to the man of God on tonight?
Yes, this is Sheila Kaiser. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, because that was a mouthful, and you really hit it on the head, because like I said, we need to pay attention and stay focused and remember that God's word is what we need to keep in our hearts and to understand what he say and how he say it and what to do. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for those words of encouragement. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to speak into the man of God's life? Okay. Man of God, I would like to ask you, do you have any words you would like to share with us, far as any cheap plugs of some events you have going up and coming up at this present time?
Amen. Nothing coming up really soon. We'll be in West Virginia with a couple of ministries the middle of May, from May 10th to, I believe it's going to be May 14th. We'll be in West Virginia. And two different ministries. I don't have that information right in front of me, but we will definitely share that forthcoming via Facebook, Instagram, and also by next Monday, the next fourth Monday, we'll have that information available to us so that we can share that with you. So those close to West Virginia, around West Virginia, if you know somebody near West Virginia that you can invite them out or even come out as well.
Okay, I believe the woman of God, Apostle Elect, is in that area. Apostle Lex Cecilia, that is. Okay, so
Virginia.
Again.
He's talking about West Virginia.
Oh, I was trying to push you over there. So we just want to say, man of God, again, we thank you for the word that you shared with us on tonight. I really thank God for it. I thank God for the boldness. I thank God for the praise and the worship. I just thank God for all that was said and done on tonight. I want to just let everybody know that this service will be available in our archives in about an hour. You can go back and listen to it. You can also go on Facebook Live on Antoine Thomas page, and you can also look at it, view it. And if you want to make your remarks because you wasn't on the live service, you can do that. We are so happy that Smile 3 Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries was able to feed your souls and your spirit on tonight with a word from the Lord. So I am your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. This is our Monday night service at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be back here next Monday, so please tune in, share things with your family, far as every posting that we show up on Facebook. We also will have a fifth Monday this month, which is dedicated to our youth. So if you all would tune in, I ask someone to be our youth minister for the fifth Monday, and I'm just going to get back with that person, and hopefully we could have an awesome service on next Monday. And we will be here on Friday night on Blog Talk as well as Facebook Live, with myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, with the program Let's Talk Through Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. That's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will also be on Blog Talk on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser. We would like to say to you all, please join in and support the services that
Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries have. They are appointed from God. They are anointed services, and you will be happy to hear from the different speakers that we have that God has attached and appointed to this ministry line. So we would like to say to you, if you don't have a church home, you could come to my church if you want to visit or come and join. We are Fountains of Living Water. We are led by the pastor servant Troy Thomas at 4244 West Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60624. Our services start at 2:30 p.m. You can come by and join us and just praise God with us and just come and enjoy the Lord and get a blessing. The man of God brings forth the word, and he does what God tells him to do. So I just want you all to know that you are invited to hear our awesome pastor speak. So if you all are still enjoying the man of God message on tonight, please, please go back and listen to it again with the archives as well as on Facebook Live. So we love you all with the love of the Lord. If nothing you can do about it, we're going to keep loving you with the love of the Lord. And all we ask you to do is just follow God's word and know this is the appointed time of God. We live by and we stand on the scripture of Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Remember, God is not dead. He's still on the throne. Amen. So we just want to say to everyone, good night. Thank you again for joining our service.